On the Moving Icon, host Chris Vlachonasios explores the world of Eastern Orthodox Christian filmmakers and artists, as well as examines popular films through an Orthodox lens. Today, Chris speaks with Orthodox musician and filmmaker Derek Power.
Welcome to another episode of The Moving Icon. I'm your host, Chris Vlachonasios, media writer and founder of the Orthodox Filmmakers and Artists blog. Today I'm speaking with Derek Power, a young Orthodox filmmaker musician based in Boston who's working on an exciting feature film project called The Relationship Triptych. However, this project actually consists of three films, On Nights Like This, All That We Are, and Walk in Silence. Each film is unique, with no character crossovers or linked plot lines, but all three films examine the dynamics of relationships of couples living in Boston. Derek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Have you always been an Orthodox Christian?
Well, I was born on September 6, 1982, in Great Falls, Montana. I grew up mostly in Herndon, Virginia. I received a Bachelor of Arts in Music from the College of William & Mary in May 2005. I moved up to Massachusetts on New Year's Day 2009, and I've resided in Woburn since March that same year. And while making films and music is what I really like to do, I support myself with a job working at Merrimack Pharmaceuticals over in Cambridge. And as far as the Orthodox Christian side of things, I actually grew up in the United Methodist tradition, but in the summer of 2001, I started to get interested in the Orthodox Church for a number of reasons. These include an interest in art, an interest in history, and also a desire to fill in some gaps as far as faith is concerned. And eventually I was received through chrismation on November 9th, 2002 at Saints Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Church in Newport News, Virginia, and remained in the church since.
Okay. So in relation to filmmaking, I suppose, why did you choose to get involved in filmmaking?
I think this was a case where filmmaking chose me and not the other way around. I got into it largely out of a personal desire to try to realize whatever was in my head. For as long as I can remember, I had an active imagination and thought it would be interesting to see certain films I could envision. But it wasn't until college when I began to think about how I could actually achieve that. And since then, it's been a slow and steady process of learning about the art and craft of filmmaking on top of everything else that has happened to me.
So what would you say would be some of your greatest influences, and also what are some of your favorite films?
Well, if we're talking about just film, I consider Stanley Kubrick to be my cinematic father figure. He was among the first to show me that film was not just mere entertainment, but an art medium in its own right. And I also admire the commitment and dedication he made while making his films. And in a way, he's someone I keep in mind when I do my own projects. But in general, I've learned something from every film I've seen, whether it's a good film or a bad film, well-known or not really well-known, and also from any genre, style, country, era, what have you. And if we're talking about influences in general, I would say music is another big factor for my filmmaking. I'm an avid music listener, and there are plenty of times when I can imagine whole scenes, and sometimes even whole films, just by listening to music. And then there are other things in life that influence me, books I've read and encountered, experiences I had, thoughts I had, and so on. And as far as favorite films, I really could spend all day talking about what those are, but I'll give you a few titles that mean something to me. Adaptation, Andre Rublev, Baraka, Blade Runner, Contempt, Doctor Strangelove, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, A Man for All Seasons, The Passion of Joan of Arc, Rushmore, The Tree of Life. And trust me when I say that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, it sounds like you've got a real passion for films, definitely. But as on your music side, as a musician, you have a website called Spanglemaker. What is the goal of this site?
Well, the Spanglemaker is actually a music project where I'm the primary creator. It's a project that I've had since May 2006. And it's been a vehicle for any and all music ideas I have. And if you go to www.thespanglemaker.com, it's really just a blog and information center of sorts for the project. You know, where you can get the releases, some inside information about the music and whatever I feel like disclosing about the project. Though admittedly, the music side of things has been on standstill due to various factors, and some of these we will get to very shortly.
I've had the chance to read some of your scripts, but can you give the listeners a bit of a rundown of each film in the trilogy?
Certainly. Well, there's On Nights Like This, which is about a young music and film critic who's in a relationship with a psychology student and who happens to look like his previous lover. And then there's All That We Are, which is about a bitter and sarcastic philosophy professor at MIT who ends up befriending a librarian there over playing chess. And finally, Walk in Silence, which is about a choir director and a sacristan who both serve at a Serbian Orthodox parish and would eventually grow closer, partly as a result of various things that happened to both of them. And an even quicker way to think about each of the films is that On Nights Like This is emotional, All That We Are is intellectual, and Walk in Silence is spiritual.
You must be very interested in the nature of relationships, as they seem to be central to all your films. Why is that so?
Actually, the whole idea of the trilogy, or the triptych as I call it, came about because I had the idea for On Nights Like This since early 2006, but it was never completed to my satisfaction. I rediscovered it in late 2009 during a very low point in my life involving unemployment and various social frustrations. And in the process of rediscovering it, the other two came about as well. And it ended up being one of those great moments where an idea came so strongly and so vividly that you just wanted to complete it and see it through to the end. And so from then on and all the way through 2010, I worked on developing the stories and their scripts. And I should add that while the subject of all three of them are these relationships, they were also a way of exploring some other ideas that were either important to me or interest me. For instance, On Nights Like This looks at how most intimate relationships depend primarily and sometimes exclusively on ephemera. And All That We Are looks at academe and how it's currently less about pursuing knowledge or deepening a greater understanding of the world and more about standing on a pulpit and pontificate on various matters as if you were some great ruler. Basically, it was an avenue for me to express things that matter to me at the time when I was working on it, and they all still matter to me.
I like to focus back on Walk in Silence, which is what you regard the spiritual film in the trilogy. Where did the inspiration for this story come from? Is it based on personal experience at all?
Well, my starting point was really just figuring out what would a couple look like if they focused on the spiritual, and everything else about it started from there. I knew that it was going to be set in an Orthodox parish because at the time I had been a communicant for 7 years. I knew the Orthodox Church very intimately at this point, and not just the doctrines and the various practices, but also what kind of personalities are there and just overall parish characteristics. In fact, I had even served as a choir director at one point, and this was at the Conception of the Holy Mother of God Orthodox Church in Falls Church, Virginia. And it's under OCA Romania jurisdiction. Basically, I felt like, I mean, from that, I had enough references and starting points to write the story about this couple and how they meet and how they grow close. But the beautiful thing in the end of it all was that even though it feels very real, so very fictional, the story itself is not based on anything in particular, either what happened to me personally or what happened to someone else. But when I look at it, the parish and its parishioners, they feel like real people, and what they do in the story is all within the realm of possibility. And this was something that was important to me when I was working on it. And whenever I had the chance to speak about this in depth with others, they also agreed on how real it was, even though it was fiction. Some of these reactions, which I treasure to this day, include, "So is this a documentary?" And, "When did you visit my parish 5 years ago?" And I knew from the beginning that if I had that kind of reaction, then I was on the right path for this.
Well, I couldn't agree more. That's how I felt, too, when I read the script. No, it's a very powerful and very moving film. my favorite of the trilogy. But no, because like you said, there's a lot we can all see experiences in there, and it does feel like a very real film. But as a filmmaker, what role does your faith play? Do you struggle with it when working in the professional industry?
Well, as the faith is very much a part of who I am, it's naturally going to play a role in what I do creatively and professionally. Most of the time, it's very implicit and subtle and not drawing attention to itself all the time. In other words, I don't flaunt it or have this big neon sign that says, I am an Orthodox Christian. But if it arises, I mention it, and hopefully it's clear to anyone that this is important to me. And as far as the faith in relation to the industry I'm working in, or at least trying to break into more, I currently don't see it as problematic. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm very particular about what I want to do anyway. And thus, I'm not going to put myself into a position where I have to deny what's important to me or do something that I think is not right.
Now, that sounds like the goal of every Orthodox artist. How far has your film project progressed?
Well, the scripts have been done since late 2010, and since that time I've been building up a network here in Boston, as well as promoting it when and wherever I can, and this is all on top of my normal day-to-day life. Back in 2012, I actually made my first short film as a director and producer called The Key in the Frame, and I made it in the hopes of using it as a vehicle to promote the relationship triptych. In fact, the premise itself is basically four friends who meet for smoking hookah. Three of the characters represent each of the film's ideas. So you have one that's emotional, one that's intellectual, and one that is spiritual, while the fourth is a summation of all of those traits. And after I was finished with it, I was very fortunate to have The Key in the Frame premiere at the 2013 Boston International Film Festival held last April. But other than that, all the films are technically still in development and not currently in production.
And what will it take to get all three films finished?
The big thing I'm looking for right now is another producing partner who can help me to realize these films. As these will be my first features, I really need somebody who can guide me and make them the best they possibly can be. And while I definitely have ideas about the production itself, it's helpful to have someone else there to make sure that what I have in mind is feasible and also that it's for the best for the films. And then everything else pretty much stems from that, such as the financing, the cast, the crew, and all the other details of production.
Now, for all interested filmmakers and producers out there, where can they go to learn more about this exciting project?
Well, you can go to relate3.com. That's Romeo Echo Lima Alpha Tango Echo number 3.com. It's basically a blog that I've set up about the project, and it's also a way of presenting information about it. This includes about pages for each of the three films I mentioned, and each page includes a log line, a summary, a synopsis, and a link to the script. And you can also reach me personally at djproject@djproject.cc. And I can also be found through both Facebook and LinkedIn. So just look for my name, Derek J. Power, or the DJ Project Group, which is my company.
Well, Derek, thank you for joining us on the show today. I hope we get to hear more about you and your work in the very near future.
Thank you again, and it was a pleasure talking with you today.
If you want to learn more about Orthodox in the media, visit the OFA blog at www.orthodoxfilmmakersandartists.blogspot.com or like the blog on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.